Generation. When you miss your club, you're gonna take off. Welcome to Zone In. I'm your host, Steve Lewis, and for the next hour, you will be zoned in for fitness. Okay, well, today is a day after Thanksgiving. Happy day after Thanksgiving, everybody. I know there are probably a lot of people out. Oh, he is. Okay, thank you. I know there are a lot of people out there that went shopping for Black Friday, but, hopefully that's going to help them burn off all those calories that they were eating at the dinner table yesterday. I noticed that there are several stores in the Chicagoland area. I'm not sure any place else, but there are several stores in the Chicagoland area that opened up at 8 o'clock. One in particular was Macy's in Chicago. Big store, hardly ever open on a holiday. And they were open. So I'm thinking everybody kind of pushed back from the table and said, hey, let's go shopping. And I think that's a good idea. I mean, not maybe spending the money so much. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Hey, I'm here, buddy.
Oh, good. Okay.
Made it. I was running a little late with the client, so I had to hurry up and get out here and call you.
No problem. Okay. I see we got our guest, Mr. Keith Johnson from Sherwood, Indiana here, personal trainer.
How you doing, Steve? I'm sorry, I was running a little late there. Appreciate you waiting. Too much turkey.
Oh, no problem. Okay. Yeah, I thought maybe, you had all that tryptophan from the turkey.
You thought I fell asleep, but I slept good last night, I'll tell you that.
Very good, very good. Yeah. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was great. I got to see my sister actually just had twins, so I'm a new nephew or a new uncle, so I went and saw my nephews.
Oh, wow.
And, it was good. Ate some good food. And
all right.
It was good. Now it's back to the grind. You know how that goes.
I know. Yeah. You can never stop work. I mean, work is work. Yeah. Well, that's
pretty
interesting.
How was yours, Steve? Good?
It was good. I had lots of family over. We all enjoyed food. The only difference was this time, and because of the show, I think, what happened is I started paying more attention to what everybody was eating. I mean, before, I only paid attention to what I was eating, and I really didn't care. I just wanted to make sure that if anything was left, we had to wrap it up. But this time, I actually kind of watched what people were eating, and then I kind of talked to them about, hey, so how's everything going with you, and maybe I kind of like dug into what, if there were some issues, physically or mentally that they had been, going through and how that all changed about. So because, the choices that we make sets us up for how we're going to, what we do. And that's pretty much what I wanted to make sure that, I was on board with whatever I thought these people might have an issue with based on the choices that they made. I'd say, okay, now I can see where this comes about or that comes about. But anyway, I still had a good time. I wasn't analyzing everything, so I don't want to look like I was writing around, walking around with something, and writing about, so-and-so had this, and so-and-so chose this over that, or so on and so forth. But I did make some mental notes, and I went back and talked to him. How about you?
Oh, I ate some good food, and I paid attention to what everybody ate,
It's interesting
to see what people choose, and, for me, stuffing's a big one, Steve, it's one of my favorites. I don't eat it often throughout the year, and when I can get it, I eat it. So it was good.
Oh.
I had a good workout this morning, I'll put it that way. I was pretty feeling strong.
There you go. I hear you. So now let me ask you. So you're sitting there, especially now your sister, you said she just had twins. Okay. So now, and they know that you're in the fitness industry. Were they like self-conscious about, what they should be eating or not eating based, because you were sitting there in front of them or no?
I don't think so. My sister's real skinny, so she's never had to worry about her weight and her husband same way.
Okay.
But my parents will make a comment once in a while or my grandma, but they all support me, so it's good to have more of a joking hard time than anything. So they eat what they want, and I don't say anything about it as long as it's not a problem,
Right, I understand. That's good. Because I was sitting there thinking, I wanted to eat the food, and I still wanted to enjoy myself. So the biggest thing I didn't want was to be uncomfortable. I mean, years passed. Oh, boy, Thanksgiving came around, and I really picked out. I mean, I couldn't stop eating. I would eat. And then, you know, I just became antisocial. I didn't want to really any people around. I was like, well, you know what? I'm done eating. Either if I was at home, I'd say, okay, you know, give me a minute. You know, I try to relax somewhere in a chair and just get away. Or if I wasn't at home, I would say, well, you know, I'm gonna have to get up tomorrow and do something, go to work or whatever I got to do. So I kind of like, you know, try to excuse myself so I can get out of there. And really, but now, you know, I'm more conscious about the whole thing of what to eat, how much to eat. And I said, you know, I still want to enjoy the food, but I also want to enjoy the company. So I'm going to cut back on some of the stuff that I know that's going to give me a problem. You know, it's going to make me, you know, sluggish, tired, you know, or bloated even, you know. So that's exactly what I did. And once I paid attention to that, you know, now I'll have to say this, though. I normally maybe have, throughout the week, maybe one or two glasses of wine, okay? Well, because I had so much family over, you know, and you know when family gets together, you still got to, you know, you just got to suck it up. I may have had more than two glasses of wine. Maybe, and that was only because, so I would be able to comfortably listen to some of these stories. But other than that, yeah, everything else, I was really very moderate on. Now, Keith, you were saying that you like beer. Did you drink any beer?
I had a few yesterday, Steve.
There you go.
Not too many, okay. But I did have a couple Heinekens, so.
Okay.
It's all right. Excellent. In moderation, but I don't do that too often, so.
Yeah,
but,
you know,
you got to be able to relax on the holidays.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was saying. I mean, this is a time to, you know, if you've been doing things throughout the year, being conscious throughout the year, you know, you can always just, you know, take some time out, especially with the holidays, and enjoy everybody and enjoy some of the food and then kind of relax. But don't go overboard. And like I said, for me, you know, now I'm very conscious of it because I don't want to, you know, be uncomfortable where I'm almost irritable to the point that I want to be around anybody or I'm trying to fall asleep. So, and that's exactly what I did. So now I'm going to tell you, there is one thing I definitely excluded out of my meal, and that was bread. I said, you know what? I can take the rest of the stuff, but I'm not having any bread or any butter. All of that removed. So the only thing I had was I had some turkey, some ham. My wife had a nice string bean casserole. I had some of that, you know, because I had to have some vegetables in me and some cabbage and maybe and some stuffing. And that's pretty much it. I had a spoonful of that, and I was full. Oh, some candy yams. So, you know, I know with the candy yams, there's a little syrup in there, so it's, you know, a little bit more glycine. But, you know, I still, and even though I had that, I felt fine. I had enough energy to keep going. I didn't feel like I had to get away or want to go to sleep or whatever. And I had a couple of glasses of wine. So, you know, maybe three glasses of wine through a 8-hour period. That's exactly what I did. Because my wife started cooking.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I was thinking. Now, how about you? Did you have a lot of turkey?
Oh yeah, I ate a lot of turkey. I'm actually a dark meat kind of guy, as we talked about last week. So
right,
I ate the drum. You know, I ate some the thigh. I ate some white meat though too. Some cranberries.
Okay.
I had some sweet potatoes. Call them stuffing, mashed potatoes. I ate pretty good. You know, it was a good meal for me.
Okay.
Had a couple Heinekens and it felt great. You know, I was a little tired by the end of the night, but I needed to go to bed early anyway, so it all worked out good for me.
Okay. So now, were you particularly now? Because you know, generally, like I was saying, you know, before, when you start to change your lifestyle, you start to think about, you know, food in different manners. So you're sitting there thinking, okay, I got to make sure I get enough protein in me to, you know, to take care of what I need to do, you know, through the rest of the night or rest of the day or whatever. So now, were you more protein conscious, saying, you know, I want to eat more meat, or was there anything that you eliminated, or how'd you do it?
You know, I'm always making sure I'm getting enough protein in because, you know, I did work out the day before.
Okay.
I'm still recovering, so you got to keep feeding those muscles, keep your protein up. That doesn't change any day. It doesn't matter if I'm out in the desert, I'm going to try to find some protein. That's just how my brain works now.
I
always make sure I'm getting in enough protein to support my body weight. Cutting things out, not really too much from Thanksgiving dinner. You know, everything's, it's not horrible. I'm not a big sweets person. I didn't have any pie or anything. So that's good.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but,
good.
You know, you got to make sure you're getting your protein in, even on Thanksgiving. I can't advocate that, and you know, more. It's just going to also help you fill you up a little bit better with a better source than, you know, mashed potatoes or, you know, stuffing. So it helps almost curb some of those other cravings you're going to get on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's what I find, too. Yeah, it was, it's, you know, pretty interesting that if you've already changed your lifestyle, that you can easily manage to, you know, to do this without having a lot of anxiety or whatever. So, and still, you know, enjoy what's ever there. And like you said, I mean, you're loading up on protein because you know you still got to add a protein. You're working, you're doing the contest, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on there. But typically, I mean, really, that's the first thing you should look for, you know, is what type of protein, you know, you're going to intake for your meal and then go from there. I know that a lot of the vegetables during this time, you know, you've got a lot of added stuff in there, but if you've been taking care of your diet throughout the year, you know, this shouldn't be a time that you should stress about it. Now, one thing that you did mention, you got up this morning, you went right to the gym and worked out. Is that it?
You know, I had some early clients, and then I had actually a cancellation. Somebody,
okay,
I think, had too much turkey and maybe tequila the night before, so they were hurting a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
And
all right.
I took the time, because I have a very busy day today, to hit a workout. And I felt great.
Okay.
I was feeling really strong. Pumps were really good. So it just goes to show, you know, you can turn what most people would consider a negative, you know, eating a ton, maybe having a couple beers, into a positive by just getting right back on track.
Right.
My meals are all back in place, and it's time to get back on the wagon until Christmas. You know, you don't let Thanksgiving lead into a month and a half of just eating garbage.
Exactly.
So you got to make sure you get right back on the horse. And that's what I did today.
Right, and that's exactly it, and that's the whole thing. And don't let any binge go longer than, you know, than 24 hours. Yeah, just call it a day after that. You know, it happens. It's been 24 hours. Boom, cut it off, and then go from there. And that's the thing. It's just, you know, you can say moderation, but you know, people sometimes they start to think, you know, I gotta have this, I gotta have that. And like I said, you know, on last week's show, you know, if you're craving, you know, that you can't stop eating, or you've got to have a certain food, like, you know, I think we gave the example about, you know, the Oreo cookie thing, or what with, you know, being close to cocaine. You know, if you know that you're hooked on that stuff, you got to get help. Just as if you were, you know, alcoholic or drug addict. So, other than that, you know, just cut back on it, and then go back to what, you know, you have to have. Now, this morning when I got up, one of the things I did was I said, you know what, I got all this extra food in me. And I did feel a little, maybe just a little indigestion, you know, don't know where it came from. But the thing is, I hadn't been eating that way, you know, the rest of the year, throughout the year. So yesterday was a, you know, different day for me. I had some yogurt with live, active culture, you know, to get that, that good bacteria in me. You know, and that really, after that, I was done. It kind of soothed me. I had some berries to go along with the yogurt, you know, and everything turned out great. I mean, I feel good now. So, and after we finish this show, you know, I'm going to stop up to the gym and do my due diligence. Yeah.
I already knew I'd be seeing you today, Steve, so I wasn't worried about you.
Oh, okay, no problem. I want to talk about some of the stuff that's in the news right now, especially, you know, we're talking about, you know, foods and all this kind of stuff. One of the things that I saw come out in the news this past week, they were talking about medications with hidden sodium in them, you know, whether the medications were over-the-counter or not. You know, I think we need to be clear on what, you know, how much sodium you can have. I think that the guidelines was like, correct me, Keith, if I'm wrong, is 2,400 milligrams throughout the day? Is that it?
I think that's 100, close. I mean, I could probably tell you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
2,400, so I think that's actually exactly correct.
Yeah. So, and in doing so, one of the things is that there are a lot of, this article that came out, so there were some, medications out there for high blood pressure that actually, there are medications out there that have a lot of sodium in there that if you are on high blood pressure medication or you have a problem with high blood pressure, you should actually be careful of what you're taking. So because, you know, you could easily be, you know, if you're on a restricted sodium diet and you go, well, I said, you know, the normal amount is 2400. So your doctor may say, well, you know, 2400 is for everybody that's normal. For you, I want you to cut back to maybe, you know, say 2000 or 1500. So if that's the case, and then you take some of this medication and it's got a lot of sodium in there, you've just blown it out, you know, out of the, you've just blown your, you know, your diet, you know, for the amount of sodium that you're supposed to have. Now, I don't really know if everybody, you know, is aware of that, that no matter what you take, medication or not, because normally people think about, you know, if I'm going to cut back on my, you know, sodium or cut back on the amount of sugar or the bread, they're thinking, you know, or carbohydrates, they're thinking basically, you know, food. But also medications have this. And also, I want to include in that group the stuff that's over-the-counter. So it's not just the prescriptions that the doctors are writing, but also if you go pick up cough syrup or something, you know, for a cold or whatever, you know, because, you know, we're getting into that time of season where, you know, a lot of stuff's going to be happening. You may want to take something to, you know, help, you know, get you over the hump, so to speak. You got to go watch these medications. Look inside. Look at what you're taking. Look at the ingredients, because everything now has nutritional facts labels on all of them. So just go look and see, you know, how many teaspoons of sugar and how much sodium is in there. You know, how many milligrams of sodium. And if you're on any kind of blood pressure medication, you know you've got to go, you know, cut back on that stuff. So, and also, you know, Keith, you and I have talked about supplements. Okay, now. A lot of the reason why I don't take a lot of supplements is because a lot of the supplements have additional, you know, either sugars or sodium or grams of sodium in there that, you know, I just don't want to even include, you know, that I have to try to now, you know, bounce around. Some of the guys say, you know, I drink so much water, I don't care about sodium. Well, okay, but that's not everybody. You know, so we're talking the general population that still wants to stay fit, but they're not, you know, they're not athletes, so they're not actually, you know, taking that much water. They don't have that much time to be going to the washroom or whatever. But, Keith, do you watch what you're taking as far as supplements?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, usually lower quality supplements are going to have high levels of sodium in them anyway. So, therefore, okay. I'm going to try to avoid them anyhow. I mean, a lot of the lesser grade whey proteins are going to have higher sodium and cholesterol levels in them. So I'm going to go with a better whey isolate protein that's, you know, more of a regular naturally or chocolate flavored protein that's going to have less sodium and cholesterol in it because it is a whey protein isolate usually. So, I mean, I try to keep an eye on a lot of those things, you know, some of these energy drinks or meal replacement bars, they can be high in both, you know, sodium and sugar. So I really try to keep an eye on those. And when it comes to, you know, salting foods, I try to limit it. But in all honesty, I do salt most of my food. But it's all about moderation and what your body can handle. So
right, it's true.
I keep an eye on it, though, with my supplements, because usually the lesser grade supplements are higher in sodium levels.
Yeah, yeah. I found that too, and I tell you. So the only thing is that, yeah, right, you're saying, but the lesser grades are probably sometimes, you know, less expensive too. But again, exactly. You know, you're going to get what you pay for, so you have to be careful of it. And that's what I was trying to make a point of. You know, is one of the things that, you know, I go out there looking, you know, most of the time myself for, you know, what can I, you know, substitute whatever I'm doing. But then when I see some of the ingredients, I'm like, oh, I don't want this, I don't want that. And now it's the same thing. Like I said, you know, cold and flu season are coming up. You know, if something comes up, you know, I usually go and look to see, okay, how much sodium is in here and how much, you know, how many teaspoons of sugar before I actually pick it up, because I'm saying, okay, it may help me do one thing, but, you know, really, it's, you know, it may wreak havoc on my metabolism doing something else. And now I'm kind of sensitive so that, you know, if I eat the wrong things for too much or too long, you know, I start to bloat and I'm like, oh, I don't want that feeling at all. So. Another thing that was in the news this past week, I guess over in Moscow, okay, the city officials have decided that on their subways, they're going to allow their citizens to basically pay their subway fare in exercise, as opposed to the normal amount of rubles that they would charge. I think the name of this city, if I can, they're having the Winter Olympics over there, and it is Moscow. I'm sorry, so it is Moscow, where they're saying that now, if you want to get a 30 ride ticket, okay, and you don't want to pay the rubles, which is, I think it amounts to like 30 rubles. So instead of paying 30 rubles, you can do 30 squats, okay? 30 body squats. And they've got this machine that you stand in front of, and it measures if you are doing the exercise correctly, so that you get credit for the exercise, and then you can get your fare. Now they're doing this so that they can promote the Winter Olympics that's going over there. So I thought this was an excellent idea. I mean, really. But now I don't know how what the government's saying. They're saying, well, you know, we got so many people over here, we're paying more in health care or what. But I mean, really, if you could just go and just do some jumping jacks or squats in order to pay for certain things, I think, wow, man, just imagine how fit our country would be. Chief, you got any comment on this?
No, you know, Steve, it sounds like a great idea. I saw this actually, and I didn't think it was actually true, but turns out that it is. And I mean, I think it'd be great. I would have a lot more money if I could just exercise to pay for things. So I think it's a great idea, but realistically, it probably wouldn't work over here. We're such a money-hungry, driven country that it probably wouldn't work out, but I think it's great. And I think, you know, with the obesity epidemic that we have here in the United States, we've got to think of something to promote health and fitness. I mean, it's getting sad when we see kids out there that are, you know, 10, 12 years old who are already weighing 200 pounds. And,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We have these video game systems that are coming out, you know, and it's not going to help things. I mean, I could tell a couple of years ago they were going in the right direction by, like, including exercise in these video games, but still the whole social aspect of going out with your buddies and playing a sport and running around is what was healthy. I remember doing that, you know, my whole childhood, and those are the guys I'm still buddies with. So
yeah,
I think we really got to think of a way to get fitness to be cool again. I mean, instead of playing video games or, you know, going on the internet, we got to get out there and exercise. And if it takes giving away bus fares for free, then I think we should do it. I mean, I bet you a lot of people in Chicago would start exercising if they could get away with a free bus ride or train ride or something like that.
Yeah. But, you know, I think on a grander scale, I think we are kind of gravitating to that now. You know, the airlines have started to charge more or starting to think about charging more. You know, if you weigh a certain amount of pounds, I mean, if you have a, you know, if you're, I can't remember what the weight they said that they were going to, you know, they wanted to, start imposing, additional charges on. But, you know, if you weigh too much, they realize, you know, it's going to cost us so much in gas. And then, you know, the configuration of the actual airplane itself, in terms of how many, you know, people can fit, you know, in a row as far as seats, that's going to change that configuration if you're too large. So, and a lot of people now that are very obese do not fly for that reason, because, you know, they can't fit in the chair. Same thing going to the even the movies. You know, it's the same thing. And I think now we're all starting to realize that, you know, that we've got to this supersized, type of situation. And we've got to figure out how to get this down. So there are going to be incentives, you know, like right now. There are a lot of employers that are like, okay, if you lose 100 pounds, you know, they'll cut back on, you know, certain, you know, they'll charge you less for your insurance or something, you know. So there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, I think, and now everybody's trying to be creative on how to do it. And you're right. I don't know if we would, you know, if our society over here, United States, if we'd come up with something whereby, you know, if you wanted to get on a train or, you know, or take one of the, you know, any public transportation, that you could just do some exercise and they will let you on. I don't know, you know, if they would do that. You know, it would take a lot of, I don't know, security, you know, around it in order to make sure that, you know, nobody was cheating. But, yeah. But I do think we are venturing towards that. I know now a lot of companies have what they call health coordinators to help you, you know, try to figure out an exercise program or, you know, some type of diet or something that you may need or in order to get on to keep you, you know, healthy and active. Because really, I mean, with the obesity epidemic, and like I said, we've been talking about this since the start of the show, you know, we're you know, one out of every three people in the United States, you know, is obese, basically. So we got to do something. But I thought, you know, this article, you know, if we could, you know, where they give some type of real incentive for actually going out here, you know, and doing exercises, you know, to pay for something that, you know, that you need every day, you know, with, you know, definitely, you know, I think it's on the right track. Yeah, I was just so happy to see that. Okay. But I don't know, you know, 30 rubles, that's about, according to this article, says it's about a dollar over there. So for $1, you got to do 30 squats and, you know, that would take care of your bill. That's great. I mean, I don't know, really.
I think it's a great idea, Steve. I mean, I'm going to see if I can start doing that at the train stop or something to get a free ride.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, like I said, they've got a machine over there, but you're right. We, you know, we got to start doing something to get everybody, you know, in that mindset that, you know, we just can't, you just can't like lay around, do nothing or whatever. So, and I'm sure a lot of those people now that, you know, that had, dinner, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, they're ready to, I don't know, hopefully go shopping or something. If not, they're just going to be sitting around watching ball games the rest of the, you know, after they get off work or whatever, you know, the rest of the weekend. So, but in any event, we got to start thinking about that. Hey, you know what? I think it's almost time for a break here. We're going to take a break and then come back. And then we're going to review a very exciting mobile app that I found out there. It's called My Net Diary. So when we come back from break, we'll review that app. All right? See you then.
Bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. When we up in the club.
Before we left, I was telling everybody that I wanted to review one of the smart apps or one of the mobile apps that I found out there that really great for diet and exercise. And in particular, you know, had a lot of things that you could do to keep you in tune with, you know, your exercise goals and plans. Now, Keith, I got to ask you, okay, if you were to give your clients something after they, you know, after you train them and then you set up a diet routine for them, now, do you write down the routine for them or do you put it on a spreadsheet? In terms of the exercises or in terms of the diet, how do you go about, you know, administrating that?
It varies from person to person, to be honest with you, Steve. I got some of my people who are a little bit more like me, who are hands-on, want a piece of paper they can look at or write it down. You know, it's easier for them to understand instead of having to open up an Excel spreadsheet to see what's going on. But I also have my clients that I do, I'll send them emails of, you know, nutritional information that they need to follow along with their diet and have the workouts there and maybe even a little description or picture of the exercise just so they don't forget how to perform the exercise when they're on their own. So
okay.
I guess I do them both ways. So it varies from client to client. But with the growing, you know, popularity of smartphones and everybody's on their phone all day texting and typing and searching the web,
right?
You really need to get with the times, and if you're going to survive in this business and be able to, you know, tell people to use their apps for law keeping, you know, a track of their food. So yes, I would do both ways. My older clients usually like it old school way, like me, but you know, more the new age young guys and girls are wanting to know how to plug it into their phone and everything.
Okay, you know, but I found this one app really that has so much stuff in it. It's called My Net Diary, and you can download it off of the Google Play Store. Right now, it's only for the iPhone, so it only has the iOS operating system. But I tell you, the amount of features that's in this thing is unbelievable. Now, the only problem that I had was the fact that I don't think for the general population, you know, especially those that, you know, that are that aren't trainers or you know, or physicians or so forth, they may not know what all the feature, what the benefits of all the features are. And just like I said last week and, you know, weeks in the past, okay, I believe that these smart apps are going to be something whereby, you know, the trainers like you, Keith, are going to say, okay, look, I'm going to set up a routine for you, and then, you know, when you visit me, I'm going to show you, you know, do the routine with you. And then when you're away and you're doing your diet, you know, I can, you know, make adjustments, but just look at your smart app and you can pick up from there, you know, as to what you need to do, what foods, so on and so forth. And this particular app here, I mean, is really all geared toward that. I mean, one of the things that this app does is it integrates with the social network Facebook, okay? Yeah, I'm telling you. So it's so, you know, integrated that it's so powerful. I'm excited about it, obviously. it's got so many features in here that I'm thinking, like I said, the general population, they don't realize, you know, they're not going to realize the value of it. Now, let me go back and state the price, because I normally state the price right up front. This app is free. It's free. You download it for free, okay? It's got settings on there, so, you know, it's either in metric units, you know, it doesn't really matter which country you're in, you know, you can pick up on which units, you know, you're going to measure out your food in or whatever. It's got a spell check for the food databases. Now, another thing I love, okay? Now, if you notice, like, you know, I was saying before, most of the food all have these nutritional facts labels on them, okay? And most of those labels are all barcoded, okay? So now you can get a product from the grocery store. This app has the ability, based on the camera on the iPhone, okay, to pick up the barcode and automatically plug in the nutritional facts for that particular item that you purchased from the store. So you don't have to sit there anymore, you know, write or type or whatever. It can pick all the information up. So if you have a special recipe that, you know, that, you know, maybe like you, Keith, you know, you say, look, I want you to, you know, make up some buckwheat pancakes based on these ingredients. You know, the person goes to the store, they pick up the ingredients, they get home, and then through their iPhone, they barcode the stuff that's already in there. And then, Keith, and then you have this thing where you go by and you say, you know, I want you to go with a, you know, 30%, 40% protein, 30% carbs, 30% fat, you know, or whatever. This thing could, you know, easily put all of those dimensions in there based on the ingredients that it picked up from the grocery store. I mean, it is amazing how, you know, how much thought and time has gone into this. Now, like I said, the average person is not going to know that because, you know, they're going to go to the trainer and then go from there. And the trainer will then, you know, advise them on what to do or whatever. So with that being the case, I see this app really being used more so by personal trainers who then recommend it to the clients in order to, you know, keep it going. One of the things that I really liked about it is it had a it gave you a weekly rate as to how much weight you were actually losing. Okay, so if you were on a diet, you wanted to lose weight, you know, it says, okay, based on the, over the last 6 weeks, you're actually losing, you know, maybe a pound and a half here, so on and so forth. Now, what that does is it kind of gives you a prediction rate as to when you're going to lose reach your goal or how much weight you're going to lose in a certain time period. But I'm telling you, this is, I can't speak enough of what I found in here. Now, the only thing that I didn't see was some strategy. And like I said, now that's going to come basically from a trainer because the general population is not going to know, you know, what to change. They're just going to go with the flow. And you can go with the flow, but there's going to be a time when you hit a wall and you're not going to know what to change, you know, in order to get your diet back on track. And sometimes that happens, you know. You either have to increase the exercise, you know, cut back on, you know, one of the foods or something. So, well, Keith, I'll let you talk to that. What do you normally do?
You know, it all depends on the activity of the client, where they're starting to stall. Definitely going to take a look at the diet first because, I mean, if they're with me training, I know they're working pretty hard, and we need to switch something up. So normally the first thing I'm going to take a look at is the diet. We're going to look at the diet, see if they've been following what you've been telling them to follow, and see if there's any mistakes or they're eating things at the wrong time, minor mistakes that are easy to fix. If, for instance, things are a little more complicated and they're just stalling because their metabolism's starting to slow down, they're getting used to the foods they're eating, maybe, you know, stresses in life are starting to affect them, we'll change the diet, maybe give them a cheat day first to, you know, not only revitalize their metabolism but their mind also, you know. Giving people some good food or not-so-good food usually makes them feel better, and then back to the grind of eating, you know, chicken and broccoli and fish and green meat. So that's first and foremost what I'm going to look at. Next thing I'm going to check out, Steve, is what we've been doing as far as with their resistance training. Have we been going too heavy lately? Have we not been really doing a lot of drop sets? Or are they slacking when they're on their own? These are the things that I'm going to look at to see where we're making mistakes with. You know, if we're not improving strength-wise, there's an issue going on there, maybe we got to take a step back, look to see if there's any injuries. Is the nervous system fried? Are they overtraining? This all goes through my mind when we're reevaluating to get somebody through a plateau, not only my clients but myself. These are all things that I got to look at. Okay. And 9 out of 10 times, it's the diet. So you really got to look at that diet to make sure you're on track. And this app sounds like it's going to keep you on your toes and make sure you're eating the things you need to eat.
Yeah. Now, and now this app still doesn't do all of that, and that's what I'm saying. You're still going to need a personal trainer to basically, if you want to really make your goal, you need to get with a personal trainer. But no matter what it is, you're still going to have to document, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it. And generally, like, you know, the personal trainer, you know, and Keith has already spoken to that, you know, will basically, you know, outline most of that for you. And then he can go back and review it. Now, with this particular app, it gives you that ability to, you know, to look at so many different items that if you're not making your goal on a certain, you know, in a certain time frame, you know, it can tell you, okay, I should say, there are going to be logs in there that can point to, you know, where you have an issue with. So I think it's going to be good for the trainer as well as the person that picks up the app and that wants to either do it on their own or do it with the trainer. But I see this, you know, really working with a trainer more so than anything else. And the reason why I say that is, one, it's integrated with a social network, which is Facebook. And it also has a feature whereby, you know, you can, if the trainer downloads the app too, then you can share what's going on with them as you put stuff in that he can pick up on, you know, or she, or can pick up on, you know, what you're doing at that particular time. And then, you know, maybe make suggestions, recommendations, or whatever else. I just see, you know, because, like I said, I mean, no matter who you are, you know, professional athlete or not, everybody, once you, if you really want to make your goal, you've got to have a personal trainer. A personal trainer is going to be able to look at you from a different view than you looking at yourself. Because, example, I mean, you can't see the back of your head. You know, the personal trainer can see the back of your head. You'd have to get a mirror to go back there. And then, you know, again, and they can assess you a little bit more objectively than you can for yourself. Because you're going to put in there, well, you know, I really don't feel like doing this today. Don't want to do it tomorrow. So maybe I'll just stay away from doing legs all the time because, you know, I really don't like doing legs. But a personal trainer is not going to do that. You know, they're going to say, look, this is what has to happen. This is what you need to do. And so they go on, you know, and give you a routine for actually, you know, training your legs. Same thing with diet. If they know that you have to have certain vegetables or that you have to have vegetables in your diet, you know, they're actually going to make sure that, you know, you try to put those in there. And I think this app really works well with that. One of the other things I saw on here was it has a before and after picture. You know, back a few weeks ago, or I should say a few months ago when we did our, you know, 5-week, you know, diet plan, we were talking about, you know, images. And again, so this app allows you to take an image of what you are now, okay, and then you go back later, take another picture, and so you can compare the difference. And then, again, you can see the difference, the trainer can see the difference, everybody starts to see the difference. So, and that's what happens to a lot of people. You know, they start either losing weight or not losing weight, and they really can't tell the difference except for maybe their clothes fit differently. Because, again, you always carry around in your head what you believe your image is of your body, and it might have already changed. Exactly. Because if that were not the case, you know, you'd have very few people, you know, overeating. So, yeah. But I love this app. Keith, did you get a chance to check it out at all?
You know, I actually didn't get a chance to check out that, but I'm familiar with it because I have a couple friends who use it, and I'm fairly familiar with it, but I've never used it first person, you know, but it sounds like a great app from how you've explained it.
Yeah, it's so many features in here. There was one question that I'm jumping the gun here, but anyway, once you download the app and install it, okay, it comes out and asks you a series of questions. One of the questions that it asks, besides some of your physical attributes, it asks, how active are you? Now, to me, that's a loaded question because it doesn't go in enough depth to ask, you know, how often do you work out, you know, and what type of workout? So, so a question like that would have to be answered by a personal trainer. I mean, unless you already know what, you know, what being active means, okay, that to me seems like that's a question that a personal trainer should ask. And like I said, this whole app is so it's not technical, but there's so much stuff loaded in here that, I mean, unless you actually know a lot about diet, exercise, and fitness, you're really not going to know how to take advantage of it. And like I'm saying, so I think this is one of those apps that really we should really list as being, you know, something that the personal trainers should be, you know, recommending to their clients. Not that I'm trying to push it here. I'm just trying to say I really like everything that I saw in here. My only thing was, like I said, I don't think the general population is aware of all the things that they can do with it. Now, Keith, let me ask you. So, when you're working with your clients and you're setting up a exercise routine, form, and a diet, and so forth, like you said, some of the people like, you know, charts, and some like emails. Do you go back and review what you set up, you know, in the beginning and so forth, based on something that you recalculated based off those emails or those charts or whatever?
Well, you have to, Steve. You got to go back for a couple of reasons. First, I mean, the main reason why is you're going back for yourself to make sure, you know, that the client is improving, showing them, you know, that, hey, you have, your strength's gone up. You used, when we started, you could only bench 130, and now you're up to 200. You know, that's good for not only yourself, but the client. So we're going to have to start calculating, you know, what the new weight is for the calories. We're going to have to adjust how their weights are being lifted, depending on how much stronger they're getting. You got to see if they're improving from week 4 to 8, 8 to 12, 16 to 20. So you got to make sure you're taking a look at everything and making the correct changes to the workout routine and the diet. So checking back on your past information is pivotal for both the client and the trainer. So, I mean, I can't tell you enough how much you got to do that for not only yourself but the client to show them why they're coming to see you. Otherwise, I mean, if you don't have anything written in stone or proof that they're improving, they're not going to stick around with you too long.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I, you know, what I was thinking. I mean, so, I mean, and now for them, do they look at it or do they come back and complain or do they ask questions or, you know, what's the interaction there? How do you, you know, how do you guys communicate?
Questions primarily. Hopefully they're not complaining. If they're complaining, they're probably not going to be training for too long. I mean,
yeah,
they might complain in a playful fashion where it's good complaining, but if they're complaining about why we're not seeing results, blah, 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 you got to either explain to them, you know, this takes time, or if you weren't eating cheeseburgers on the weekend, we'd be seeing the results we want to see. Then they might start getting it, but it's mainly questions, you know, and when am I going to be able to do this, or when can I see this, or that, or when am I ever going to come through? So you just got to explain how not only gaining muscle, losing body fat, and gaining strength or losing strength, it takes time and training. And you really just, it's reassurance, again, for the client, just to make sure that they're making the right decision with their money. Otherwise, I mean, if I told you to eat, you know, pinto beans or something, and I didn't give you a reason why, would you eat pinto beans? Probably not. So people want to know why they're doing something. And I like clients that want to know why, because that's how I am. If you're just believing me to believe me, I don't, that doesn't tell me anything. I've had people tell, oh, well, I eat 4 pounds of this and that a day, and I go, why? And they don't have a reason for it. So right there, their credibility just went out the door. So you got to be credible with your clients.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, and but the thing is that when you're, you know, giving out instructions, okay, it's because you want certain results. And again, if you don't have something that, you know, is sitting there to measure what those results are, then, you know, again, it's, people are going to be, you know, discouraged. You know, anybody would. So, like I said, this particular app here has so many features so that you can take advantage of, you know, logging your meals, logging your exercises. It even has a place for, you know, if, you know, for videos that if you want to say, okay, this is how this exercise is performed, you know, you can plug those in there. I mean, and it's all for free. So, and then you go back and look at the results, and it has charts to say, you know, you know, you're losing so many pounds per week. These are the number of calories you've been, you know, basically eating, you know, or consuming within a certain given period of time. And like you said, you can go back and then break it out in, you know, in terms of the, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 12 week period. So I think, wow, when I look at this, really, it must have been a personal trainer who set this up. And because I pulled it off a personal training site, so I think it must be a personal trainer that actually set this up, because this app is really, really very useful. You know, I can't speak enough about it. But in any event, the biggest thing I wanted to say is that, you know, when you're trying to be accountable in any kind of system, you need something that's going to allow you to go back and look at what you did, you know, and then if something's not working, you can always say, okay, this is what we need to change. And just like you said, Keith, you know, so you're always going to be, you know, looking at all the information that went into the program, and then how the program progressed. And like I said, this particular app, I see it as being one of the best out there in terms of doing that. Now, if I had anything that I would say against it again, I would come back and say, well, it asks you how active are you, and then, you know, you've got to tell it. But it just says, are you active? And if so, you just say yes or no. But then, you know, what does that mean? What does active mean? And I think that has to be somehow defined, you know, so that you can clear it, you know. And maybe not ask if you're active, and maybe ask, you know, how often do you work out a week? You know, and then, you know, what type of exercise do you do? And then it can determine, you know, how active you are in order to figure out, you know, what your requirements are. But, again, that's how you start out to be, because it's only going to change if you go to a personal trainer and he's going to have you doing certain routines. Yeah. Anyway, that's out there, and I want everybody to know, you know, I thought it was a great app. And Keith, when you get a chance, I want you to look for it too.
Oh, I'm going to download it for sure right when I get done talking to you, Steve.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, you know what? We're almost out of time here. So we're going to thank everybody for listening. And Keith, I thank you for joining.
Well, thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody out there again, for listening. I appreciate it.
Okay, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks. All right, that's our show for today. You've just been zoned in, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us.